All right, Brian, so let's chat a little bit. Today you're going to be sharing the North Dakota Palmer Amaranth and Pigweed's story. And so, Brian, what's the main message that you want to give to farmers, agronomists, researchers in the room?
Well, we know that Palmer Amaranth has been a very troublesome weed throughout the country, and it has now been found in North Dakota in 2018. So it is a very aggressive weed that is can be resistant to several of our herbicides. It can germinate throughout the year, and so it might even germinate after you put out your normal herbicides post-emergence. And so it grows very fast and puts out a lot of seed. So it is on the noxious weed list. We want to try and create awareness so that growers will, if possible, eliminate it. We know that that is a very big challenge, but I do think it's possible in the areas where we have found it. I do think the growers are being very proactive and are going to try and keep it from going to seed, and I think they can be successful. As long as we don't treat it like red root pigweed, I think we can be successful.
And so since there is so much unfamiliarity with the weed, what does the farmer or agronomist who may not know what to look for need to look for come this spring into the summer months where we could see pop-ups of the weed? We're hoping not, but we could.
We certainly could see it. And unfortunately, yes, the pigweeds look very similar. There are about five pigweeds that look very close to each other. However, what I would do is contact your extension agent and try and receive some training on how to distinguish the pigweeds. There are a couple of distinguishing characteristics for Palmer, and one is that it has no hair, and the other very key characteristic is that the petiole is longer than the leaf blade, and that is unique to Palmer. And so if you can look for those characteristics, and they do show up quite early, you know, on a small seedling, you know, 2 or 3 inches tall, you still can see that longer petiole. So it is possible to distinguish them.
And so as you and I both know, Brian, with the work that you do based at the Minot Research Center, we're not just battling Palmer Amaranth, we're battling other resistant weeds and perennials as well. What else do we need to look for come spring into the summer?
Well, we have a number of other weeds that are certainly important to us. In the eastern part of the state, of course, Palmer and water hemp. Water hemp is probably the bigger issue right now. We want to try and eliminate Palmer if we can, but water hemp in the east is a huge issue. A couple other weeds that we're concerned about because of resistance is kochia and horseweed. Those weeds are certainly spreading. We see kochia blowing across fields and spreading seeds and leaving trails of resistant kochia. But they are controllable. We just have to be very diligent with them, and those are two of the big ones. Another one we called our weed of the year last year was narrowleaf hawksbeard, which is a winter annual in the western part of the state, and that one can easily blanket a field in just a year or two and make it look like a canola field. So those are some ones that we're very concerned about.